I want you to, for just a moment this morning, in your mind's eye, to develop a picture of God. His character, not necessarily his physical looks, but what is God like? We certainly know how Hollywood has portrayed him, at least the Son of God, Jesus Christ. We've seen the movies where Jesus is human, but at the same time, not the same. Not the same as everybody else. There is always a portrayal of a certain dignity in him. Of a certain kind of, I don't want to say aloofness, but almost a stoicism, quite unlike those who gather around him. Who doesn't get caught up in the emotion of things, who doesn't do any of the things that a normal human being would do. That's usually the picture we get of God, a very dignified picture. If we see an artist's rendition of him, most often it is the same way. Sometimes he even has a halo around his head. And certainly if the artist takes us into the throne room of God himself, the Ancient of Days, well, certainly we get a very, very glorified, dignified picture of this God. Jesus tells a parable in our gospel lesson this morning. The very well-known parable of what we call the prodigal son, more aptly named, a father had two sons. The parable of the two sons, if you will, or the father, more accurately. And it is easy, of course, to draw analogies in this parable, especially with the father in the parable. The father we readily identify as God. And no one's going to argue with that. It is my belief that yes, indeed, in this parable, the father represents God. The sons represent you and me. Sinful humanity. And what we have talked about in this parable is God's way of interacting with sinful humanity, with you and me. And the one thing that is most striking about this picture which Jesus himself gives us of his Father is just how undignified God is when it comes to his dealings with sinful humanity. And that may strike us as rather odd. But we have Jesus' own words here. And what Jesus tells us here is when it comes to sinful humanity, when it comes to you and me, our God is more than willing and ready and does act in a very, very, extremely undignified manner. First of all, you'll notice in this parable that when the first son who went off into the foreign country returns home, the father, we are told by Jesus, spots him at a great distance off returning. That leads us to believe, first of all, that this father, who is more than likely a very respected man in his community, who is a man of means, he had property to divide between his sons, spends the greater part of his days, if not all of the day, looking for his son, watching out for him. This son, who basically came to him on one occasion and slapped him in the face by saying, "Give me my share of the inheritance." You see, the son was not to inherit anything until the father was dead. By the son asking his father for his inheritance early, the son's basically saying to his father, "You know what? I wish you were dead. I don't want to have anything to do with you." Give me my money. I want it now. The community would have known about this, of course. And the community would not be very accepting of such a son. The community's opinion would generally be the father is better off without him. That kid doesn't deserve to be here. That kid doesn't deserve anything his father has. That kid should just stay away. And boy, if he comes back, we're going to give it to him. But the father we see is watching expectantly, hoping against hope that his son will return to him. That's how he spends his days. I don't know how the community would have thought about that. Probably something along the order of, he's nuts. Why is he doing that? He's got a business to run. His son insulted him to no end. Why does he watch for him? You see, a dignified individual would never do such a thing. And yet, Jesus says, this is exactly how God the Father is with sinners. The second action of the Father tells us also that Jesus pictures him in a very undignified manner. Jesus says the Father ran to greet his son. When he saw him at that great distance, he didn't wait for the son to come to him. He ran to his son. Now that's a point that is often overlooked, easily overlooked. But in that culture, no dignified male, grown adult male, ran anywhere. You just didn't do it. To do so marks you as a very undignified individual in your community. Your social standing would be affected. But this father, he doesn't care what other people think. He sees his son and he goes running after him with his robes flowing. Maybe even getting tripped up in them a little bit. He ran to meet his son. The son who had wronged him. The son who had told him, I wish you were dead. And thirdly, Jesus says this father, upon meeting up with his son, hugged him and kissed him. The son, more than likely, hadn't had a bath in quite a while. Remember, he was out in the pig fields, feeding the pigs. He smelled of pigs and pig droppings. But his father ran to him and embraced him and hugged him and kissed him. No dignified adult male would ever do such a thing. This son was to be outcast now for what he had done. Ah, but this father loves him enough not to care what anyone else thinks. He shows mercy. Now, none of this means a whole heck of a lot unless we swallow our pride and see ourselves as that number one son. As an individual who, by virtue of his or her original sin even, I'm not even talking actual sin here, by virtue of his or her original sin, have gone up to God and slapped Him in the face and said, I don't want to have anything to do with you. And who, because of that sin in the sight of God, reeks of pigs and has the dirt of pigs on him or her. And then to realize the great extent that our God is willing to go to accept us back, to receive us back. Well, this parable means a whole lot. For I know by this parable that no matter what I have done, no matter what sin I have committed, no matter how I have sullied myself, my God is always ready, willing, and able to receive me back as His own. And not only to usher me into His house to stay there for good, but to throw the biggest party the community's ever seen. Because His child, who was lost, has been found. It really is a tremendous gospel story when we realize just how Jesus pictures His Father as an undignified God when it comes to sinners. One who is willing not to worry about what anyone else might think of Him, but one who wants to receive back that which was lost. Tremendous gospel here, folks. All revolving around our undignified God. Amen.